Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gary Kolb. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ernie Broglio. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting seventh. The catcher, Merritt Raynou. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is called out on strikes. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Raynou fields it and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to second. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Cardinals, 2, Cubs, 2. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio bunts in front of the plate. Raynou fields it and throws to first for the out. Sawatzky moves to second. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Renu picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Renu. Sawatzki scores. Flood moves to second. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Renu for a passed ball. Flood moves to third. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-1 in the game. Groat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. Groat reaches second base with a double. Flood scores. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Jim Brewer now pitching. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merritt Renu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renu hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hubbs moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is hit by the pitch. Hubbs moves to third. Renu moves to second. Jim Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer takes first base on ball 4. Hubbs scores. Renu moves to third. Rogers moves to second. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Ron Taylor now pitching. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards first. White fields it and throws to home to get Renu. Rogers moves to third. Brewer moves to second. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rogers tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Cardinals, 4, Cubs, 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brewer moves to third. Landrum moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 0-for-1 in the game. Kolb hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Javier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. K. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merritt Renou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Renou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sawatzki is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flood. The throw from Renou and he is out, Rogers applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Brewer strikes out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-to-4, Cardinals. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 0-for-2 in the game. Kolb hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-to-4, Cardinals. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sawatzki hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Javier moves to third. Dick LeMay now pitching. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Javier, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Javier steals home. It's 8-to-4, Cardinals. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Brock hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Cardinals. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Cardinals. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Grote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Renu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-6, Cardinals. Don Elston now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boyer for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-6, Cardinals. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kolb takes first base on ball 4. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 11, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Merritt Renu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renu is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Renu hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Renu moves to second. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Ellis Burton pinch hits for Don Elston. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Renu moves to third. Rogers moves to second. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Renu tags and scores. One out. It's 11-7, Cardinals. Steve Boros pinch hits for Don Landrum. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Boros reaches second base with a double. Rogers scores. It's 11-8, Cardinals. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Brock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood, who is chasing the ball. Brock reaches third base with a triple. Boros scores. It's 11-9, Cardinals. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. It's 11-10, Cardinals. Ed Botton now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 11, and the Cubs 10. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Ellis Burton now playing center field. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sawatzky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Botta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Botta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Groat hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 11, and the Cubs 10. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merritt Renu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renu is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Renu hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Rogers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Renu moves to third. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Burton is walked intentionally. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields it and throws to second for the out. Renu scores. Rogers moves to third. 2 outs. It's Cardinals, 11, Cubs, 11. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rogers scores. McDaniel moves to second. It's 12-11, Cubs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 3-for-3 in the game, with a triple and two home runs. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Cardinals 11. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer now catching. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a line drive into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyer strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Cardinals 11. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim McCarver now catching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Santo reaches second base with a double. Barney Schultz now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-4 in the game. Banks is walked intentionally. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hubbs is hit by the pitch. Santo moves to third. Banks moves to second. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCarver for a passed ball. Santo scores. Banks moves to third. Hubbs moves to second. It's 13-11, Cubs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 16-11, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogers. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Rogers steals second. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Burton strikes out. Two outs. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McDaniel strikes out. McCarver drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McDaniel out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 16, and the Cardinals 11. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kolb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Javier strikes out. 2 outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 16, and St. Louis Cardinals, 11. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.